And welcome into the weekend edition of the Doug Russell Podcast. Glad to have you along. We've got one interview today, so a short show, but it's about the future of the Wisconsin Badgers. It has been a minute or so since we've done a new show, if you will. And there's a reason for that, and it's a pretty simple reason. And the reason was that I was on vacation for most of last week. We did do a show that was posted on Monday, had a couple of interviews, kind of taking a look back 1 year later at the Milwaukee Bucks, who were a team that I think everybody felt at this point in 2020. Now, again, this is pre-pandemic. This is pre-bubble. This is pre a lot of things. But I think that there were a lot of people who, based on what the Bucks were doing the year prior, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, losing obviously in six games to the Toronto Raptors, but once again having the best season in the NBA, at least record-wise, looking at how dominant they were, how much they were beating their opponents on both ends of the court, going into the All-Star break, that this was going to be a team that, boy, they are the odds-on favorite to win the NBA championship. Well, a lot can happen in a year, obviously. And we're going to dive into this a little bit more this coming week because we do have some specific shows geared toward the Bucks because they haven't been playing great basketball. They did beat Oklahoma City on Friday night. That snapped their five-game losing streak, which was good. They needed to have that five-game losing streak broken. But again, a year ago, this was a team that was dominating everyone. They had the best player in the NBA in Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's still there. He's still the consistent force. Chris Middleton has not been the same player that he was a year ago. Instead of Eric Bledsoe in the lineup, you've got Drew Holiday in the lineup, except that Drew Holiday hasn't been able to be in the lineup because of COVID testing protocols. Now, few of us were even thinking about COVID-19 exactly 1 year ago. Again, that goes to show you just how much can change over the course of a year. As we record this right now, the Bucks are in third place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. They have the ninth best record in the NBA overall. That all having been said, I don't think this is a lost season. They're trying some new things. And after the Bucks got bounced in the playoffs last year, in the second round by the Miami Heat, there was this mantra of, well, maybe the regular season doesn't mean as much. Just get to the tournament, just get to the playoffs, and get hot then at the right time. Because being the number one seed certainly didn't help them the last 2 years when the playoffs rolled around. So that's why I'm not panicking. One of the reasons that I'm not panicking. I think they're trying some different things, but I also think that this is a team that, you know, even though it's just one player, even though it's just Drew Holiday, that's really upsetting the apple cart on a team that is a contender. And the Bucks are still a contender. You look at what the Nets have done, bringing in James Harden. Yes, obviously, they're the most top-heavy team in the East. Philadelphia's got the best record in the East. They're starting to fulfill some of the promise that we all thought that they were going to have when Brett Brown was their coach, but now that Doc Rivers is the coach, someone with championship pedigree, someone who has won an NBA championship as a head coach when he was with the Celtics, they're starting to put it all together because Doc doesn't put up with any of the nonsense that Brown was, you know, perhaps putting up with. Is Mike Budenholzer the coach that is going to lead the Bucks to the NBA championship? There are a lot of doubters right now, a lot of doubters. But again, we're going to get into this in depth this coming week here on the Doug Russell Podcast. But today we're going to talk some Badgers football, and not Badgers football in 2021, but Badgers football, not necessarily even in 2022, but maybe 2023, 2024, and beyond. The quarterback for your Wisconsin Badgers is Graham Mertz. He's your starting quarterback, but how long is he going to be the starting quarterback? He's got 1 year in the book, so that means that he's got at most 3 years left. His heir apparent, now that doesn't mean that it's automatically going to go to Miles Burkett, but the heir apparent is now in place in Franklin Sabres quarterback Miles Burkett. Now here's a personal story about Miles Burkett. I have known Miles Burkett's dad, Terrence, well I know him as Terry, I've known Terry Burkett since we were undergrads together at UW Oshkosh. And then years later, Terry Burkett and I were co-workers at WSSP Radio in Milwaukee. When I came back to town in 2007, Terry was one of the salespeople. And Terry currently is a salesperson over at CBS 58. So he's been in media, radio, television, sales for his life's work. That's what he's done for his career. So I've known Terry Burkett for now over 30 years. When we were together over at SSP, Terry would bring in Miles, little tiny Miles, you know, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, Miles into the station all the time. He didn't really think much of it, but then you know, we go our separate ways, stay in touch, thanks to Facebook. Facebook can actually be used for something for good, as opposed to just arguing with your family about politics. But I would watch Miles and the progression that Miles was making as a quarterback. And then lo and behold, he starts to get really, really good. Southeastern Conference Player of the Year as a sophomore and then as a junior this past season as well. I knew that he was talking to some schools. I know he was talking to Michigan. He was talking to a couple of smaller schools as well. Not very many Power 5 schools, but there's a reason for that, which we'll find out here in a second. Basically, not to play spoiler, but it was Wisconsin or bust for Miles. That's what he always wanted to be. He always wanted to be the quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. And in 2022, he's going to be at least the backup quarterback to Grant Mertz for the Badgers. And then hopefully, if things progress, he's going to be the starting quarterback. But I feel like I've known this kid at least, you know, maybe not well, but at least I've known him for a long, long time because I know his dad. And I've known his dad for 30 years. So here's my conversation with future Wisconsin Badgers quarterback Miles Burkett. I hope you enjoy it.
Every once in a while, you think that you're in on the ground floor of the next great thing. And that's kind of how I feel about our next guest here on 97.3, the game on Sports and Stuff Saturday. I've known Miles Burkett's father since college, and I then worked with him years ago down the dial at a different radio station. And every once in a while, he'd bring in Terry Wood, Miles' dad, he'd bring in his son. So I feel like I've known this kid for a long time and watched him grow up at least through his dad's Facebook page. But now he's headed to the University of Wisconsin. He's one of the newest Wisconsin Badgers quarterbacks, Miles Burkett, now with the Franklin Sabres, soon to be of the Wisconsin Badgers, joins us here on 97.3 The Game. Miles, it's good to talk to you again. It has been a long time. The last time I actually spoke to you, you were, I don't know, 9 or 10 maybe?
Yeah, probably super young. I know I was always around the radio station setting, so glad to be talking to you again.
Absolutely. Glad to be speaking with you. When did you know that you wanted to be a Wisconsin Badger?
You know, it's something I really knew when I was younger, like a little kid. You know, growing up a Badgers fan, growing up, you know, going to Camp Randall, watching Russell Wilson and those teams of like the early 2010s and late 2000s, and just, you know, growing up a Badgers fan, you know, you kind of realize at a young age that you really want to play for a team like that. And, you know, when the opportunity presented itself recently, I had to take it and run with it, and I'm just really excited to be a Badger.
I've seen a couple of other interviews with you where you talk about Russell Wilson and the kind of impact that his game had on you. He only played one season at Wisconsin. How much of an impact specifically did that one season in Madison have on you from him?
It had a lot of impact. You know, not only was he playing at Wisconsin, but he was very successful at Wisconsin. And to see someone as successful as him play the way that I do and the way I try to play is definitely something special. And you know, Russell being that kind of that role model both on and off the field, it just drew me to his game and the type of person he was. And being able to play his alma mater and to try to, you know, be the Russell Wilson 2.0 of sorts and, you know, carry on his legacy is going to be a crazy experience.
Have you had a chance to reach out to him at all? Have the coaching staff, I don't even know if they're allowed to put you in contact with Russell at all to at least say hello to him?
I haven't yet, but, you know, that's something that would be a real blessing if I could in the near future. But, you know, hopefully someday I'll be able to connect with him and, you know, pick his brain. You know, he has a lot of experience and a lot of success. And to kind of see how he acclaimed so much success and how he was successful would definitely help me in my football journey.
Miles Burkett, part of the class of 2022 at the University of Wisconsin. He's going to Madison to play quarterback for Paul Christ and Joe Rudolph. But John Budmeier, he was the quarterback's coach at Wisconsin. He's moved on to be the offensive coordinator at another school. Talk to me about the recruiting process and how much John had to do with it and who has picked that up since he left.
Coach Budmeier, he was my main recruiter. You know, he was the guy I talked to the most often. And I know you can talk to any of the recruits that commit to Wisconsin. You can tell that because Coach Bud just has, you know, he's a really good recruiter and he really makes you feel like home. So, you know, losing him, it would be a little bit of a loss. You know, you wish you could have played under him and learned from him and, you know, built a relationship with him. But, you know, like I say, I committed to Wisconsin, not Coach Budmeier, and I'm really happy for him. And the opportunity was great for him, and I'm really happy for him that he's going to be able to move up in the college ranks. But, yeah, you know, he recruited me pretty good, you know. He got me to commit pretty much right away, and he really showed me that I was family from the get-go and was honest and consistent with me. But, yeah, ever since he left, talking to Coach Herring and then Coach Christ, and they assured me that, you know, everything's going to be good and everything's going to be the same and consistent. So I'm just really looking forward to, you know, building a relationship with the next quarterback coach, whoever it is, or if it's Coach Christ, and just go from there.
I know you had some offers from some smaller schools as well, but you also had contact with a couple of other schools in the Big Ten, Michigan and Iowa. You had spoken to the University of Washington, the Huskies out in Seattle as well. Was it Wisconsin or bust for you, knowing that, boy, you know, I've seen pictures of you in a Badgers uniform from the time that I think you could pick up a football?
You know, it. In a way, it kind of was. You know, going through the recruiting process, you know, you hear different things from different places, and you talk to new people. But in the back of your head, you know, you're always thinking of Wisconsin. And that was the situation I was in for probably most of my recruiting process. Was no matter what it was, I was like, okay, but what about Wisconsin? You know, what about Wisconsin? And you know, when the communication picked up between us, I was super happy because I knew that something was coming. And I was just really, really anticipating that, you know, the offer would come. So when it did, I knew I had to take it, and I knew there was nothing that was going to change my mind. So it really was Wisconsin or bust for me from the get-go.
Take me through that recruiting process as best as you can, what you do to get yourself out there, how coaches contact you, because I think a lot of people who haven't gone through it don't realize exactly what goes into recruiting an elite athlete to an elite program.
Yeah, recruiting is definitely an up-and-down process. It's definitely a process that isn't really sunshine and rainbows like some people may think it is. It's a process where you get frustrated and you almost have self-doubt sometimes where, you know, a coach might talk to you and tell you that he's the best player, that you're the best player he's ever seen or something along the lines, and then, you know, you don't hear from him for a few weeks. You're just kind of like, well, what's happening, or why am I not getting the offers I want, or why are these schools not talking to me, but they're talking to this guy? It's just, recruiting is definitely an up and down process that honestly at times, sometimes doesn't even make sense. But the recruiting process with Wisconsin, and one of the main reasons I even committed there was it was consistent and it was smooth and it was honest. You know, the thing you learn over the recruiting process is coaches can tell you one thing, but really mean another or have different intentions. But Wisconsin never did that with me. They told me early, in September, that I was top of their board and I was the number one target at quarterback, and it was consistent. They never offered a kid until me after September. So I'm really thankful for them for being honest, and, you know, I stayed patient because I knew it's what I wanted, and the best result came out of it.
How do you get yourself out there as a recruit? I know you've gone to some camps. I know that, you know, you've gone and worked with private coaches outside of the football program at Franklin. But how do you put yourself out there to get noticed by a program like Wisconsin?
I'd say, like, the thing that I did was it really wasn't what most people do or where it's like camps or all that type of stuff. You know, I really just relied on my high school tape and my workout videos, because obviously with COVID, I wasn't able to get to a camp or get on campus and see coaches. So I really had to rely on my workout tape and a video that I was shooting at my workouts with Coach Tricky and the rest of my teammates and guys. So my recruiting, the way I got recruited was a little different than others because I relied so much on my tape and my workout videos. So that's basically what I relied on the most, and you know, sending it out to as many coaches as possible and sending my film out on Twitter and texting coaches and giving my tape out to as many people as possible. And then Wisconsin, obviously me being from from in-state, it was easier for me to connect with them because they've already had relationships with my head coach and my offensive coordinator. So I feel like it was definitely a little different than usual, but it worked out the best for me.
Miles Burkett, future Wisconsin Badger, joining us here on 97.3 The Game. About COVID, you mentioned it, trying to go through not only a recruiting process, but also your junior season on the football field, dealing with COVID and all the protocols that have been going through, that we've all been kind of dealing through on different levels. How much different was your junior season than your, for example, sophomore season, specifically because of COVID?
It's definitely probably one of the most different experiences I've ever been a part of. You know, opening up the season, the first game in an empty stadium with just the two teams, you know, it's hard to get up for those type of things. You got to kind of get the team to self-motivate each other. So it's definitely an interesting experience, and one that I'll never forget about is playing in empty stadiums with limited games. You know, sometimes you don't even know who you're playing the next week or what guys you're going to have. So I know we experienced from everything from little to big the whole season, from you know, guys getting quarantined and missing games to our season ultimately getting shut down. So it was definitely a crazy and interesting experience that I'll never forget the rest of my life.
You know, you're just the second in-state quarterback to be offered a full ride after Tyler Donovan. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's definitely an honor, you know, for them to believe in me and the in-state guys. That isn't really too often to give full scholarships to Wisconsin. It was definitely an honor and a blessing for me and my family. So not only do I get to play at my dream school, but I get to play on a full scholarship. So it's definitely something that I can be forever grateful for.
I'm saying this because I know your dad and I've known him for so long. Yeah, it's a blessing for your dad. He doesn't have to pay for college. Miles Burkett joining us here on 97.3 The Game. What kind of player, what kind of person, what kind of young man is not only the Badgers program getting, but the University of Wisconsin getting?
You know, as a person and a leader, I'd say I'm a guy who wants to do what's best for the team and put my team first and try to inspire the guys around me to be the best versions of themselves. I know even at Franklin, you know, my whole mindset right now is to get as many people in the program on the same page as possible to achieve a common goal. Because obviously, you know, football is the one sport where you need all 22 guys on the offense and defense to win games and win championships. It's not like you can have one great player and just really put them over the top. You have to have everyone clicking on all cylinders. And then as a player, I'd say I'm a guy who's going to work hard. I'm a guy who's never going to be satisfied with where he's at. I'm always looking to get better, 1% better every day. And, you know, I really want to win. I'm a home state guy. I know the coaching staff at Wisconsin said that the heart of the teams and the in-state guys. And I really resonate with that. I want to win for my home state, and my friends or family are here. So bringing a national championship here to Wisconsin is more meaningful to me than it would be for an out-of-state guy. So I'm really just trying to help the team win at all costs and do what I can to leave Wisconsin better than when I got there.
Do you know what you want to study at? Do you have a major picked out?
Yeah, so I'll be majoring in journalism, broadcast journalism.
All right! Yeah!
So, you know, being around the radio setting in an early age, it kind of influenced my decision now. So looking back on it, it's kind of ironic.
Well, someday after your playing career is over, whenever that is, I hope to still be doing this, and I hope I can do a show with you one of these days as well and really bring it full circle. Miles Burkett joining us from the Franklin Sabres. You've got one more year to go, and then it's off to the University of Wisconsin. You're going to be an early enrollee, as I understand it. You're going to go to school, matriculate in January, so you can participate in spring ball. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I'll be graduating early. You know, I really just wanted to, obviously playing the quarterback position, you gotta learn a whole new playbook. So get in there as early as possible, get a grasp on the playbook as much as I can, and basically get that as much of an advantage as I can when I get up there.
Miles, I'm rooting for you. I hope you kill it, not only this season at Franklin, but then obviously as you move on with your career at the University of Wisconsin. Say hi to your dad for me, and I look forward to following your career.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Future Wisconsin Badgers quarterback Miles Burkett, and a conversation that aired on 97.3 The Game. All right, that'll do it for this edition of the Doug Russell Podcast. Thanks to Miles Burkett. Thanks to his dad for reaching out to me and saying, hey, you want to talk to him? And yeah, of course we want to talk to him here on the podcast as well. And we hope to be able to talk to him down the road a couple of years when he is leading the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall Stadium. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And then it's one of those kinds of things where you can say, I knew him when he was a second grade, third grade kid that was just running around the halls of Entercom Milwaukee with his dad. That is going to be a lot of fun. I really look forward to seeing what the future holds for him, both in football and in life. All right, again, that'll do it for this edition of the Doug Russell Podcast. Lots of Bucks talk this week. Hope you can join us for that. We'll have a new show for you on Monday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.